Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, cattle producers, the next big event for Superior Livestock for their summer season, Week in the Rockies 34. It'll be happening the week of July 11th, the 11th through the 15th, this year in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Get more details by going to superiorlivestock.com or, as always, you can call them 1-800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Find out more at superiorlivestock.com.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Primary election day, the parties trying to come up with nominees for the November general election. Several clear winners on the GOP side include Governor Kevin Stitt. He'll be facing Joy Hoffmeister, the Democratic nominee. She had 68% of the Democratic vote. Meanwhile, Attorney General Gentner Drummond wins over John O'Connor. Very narrow race there. 6,000 votes separate them at the end of the day. State Auditor Cindy Byrd with 70% of the Republican vote yesterday wins. GOP voters nominate James Lankford to be on the ballot once again, the incumbent back on the November ballot for another six-year term. In the U.S. House races, House District 3, Congressman Frank Lucas, 61% of the vote, advances fairly easily. District 4, Tom Cole, almost 70% of the vote. And District number 5, Stephanie Bice, with 68% of the vote. All three of those incumbents advancing to the November general election. Senator Jim Inhofe had announced earlier this year he's retiring. 2 years left on his term. Top vote getters on the GOP side, Mark Wayne Mullen with 43%, T.W. Shannon with 17.5%. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, Madison Horn, 37%, Jason Bollinger, 17%. House District 2, wild race, Avery Fricks with 15% of the vote, Josh Perkeen, 14% of the vote. They advance to the August runoff to replace Mark Wayne Mullen in that seat. We spent time last night sitting with Congressman Frank Lucas watching the returns at his watch party as he was re-nominated.
When you've worked hard to represent your folks and you've got some very aggressive opponents out there chasing after you, to still have your neighbors, your constituents, your fellow Aggies stick with you, I'm very pleased and appreciative of that support shown by the voters of the 3rd District of Oklahoma.
Congressman Lucas expecting to be on the House Agriculture Committee as the most senior Republican, right beside Chairman Thompson.
Who's going to write the farm bill? Right now, it looks like it will be my side of the room. It'll be Chairman G.T. Thompson. We'll take the good things in the 18 bill and move them forward because you have to have a safety net. The weather, input prices, commodity prices, nothing's consistent anymore. Everything's crazy, Ron, so we have to have a farm bill safety net.
Congressman Frank Lucas headed to the November general election, expecting to be in the majority when he starts his next two-year term in 2023 and fully expected to be the most senior Republican on the House Agriculture Committee. Statewide races in Oklahoma that will require a runoff include State Treasurer Todd Russ versus Clark Jolly, State Superintendent of Education Ryan Walters versus April Grace, Labor Commissioner Leslie Osborne versus Sean Roberts, and Corporation Commissioner Kim David versus Todd Thompson. All that, of course, happening in August. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Lots more farm news at OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.